We will check in with Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
It was quite the conference on Friday with some what I thought were kind of surprising and happy results.
Yeah, well, thanks for asking about that. I think you're referring to the Business Journal's Sonoma State University Outlook Conference,
which indeed
for 25 years with the School of Business and Economics. So I think the reporting out of it was that Dr. Eiler, who's been doing his forecast report for 17 years, was that the long-term impact of the fires should be minimal. And I sure hope he's correct. I think he's correct. But you got to say the next thing, which is if we get this recovery and rebuilding program correct. So you can statically calculate if you didn't rebuild 5,000 homes, it would be, you know, this X amount of a very large $24 billion economy. But you got to then say, well, if they don't rebuild, they support three people, you know, the person at the nail salon and the grocery store and
right.
What have you. So
I did appreciate the comment, Brad, from Jennifer Gray Thompson of Rebuild North Bay, who said maybe we should just pull a barge up to the Sonoma coast and house all of the construction workers on that.
Hey, I keep saying a cruise ship, you know, bring it in, you know, put it off Bodega Bay and or
pretty good digs, yeah. Whatever works, right?
It's been done before, and actually with natural disasters in areas where you can get something like that.
Yeah, they've had aid workers, you know, housed on those. They've turned them into hospital ships. All things are possible.
Yeah. So I just was kind of rambling on there about Roberts, who's, you know, terrific, and I think very much respect his conclusions. And I think that, yes, we can get it right, but we got to get building. And then the EDB just reported we need about over 8,000 houses by 2020. So that's probably closer to the mark so that we have a place for people to live. Just this morning, there was a story about a couple, 90 and 87, who've spent their adult lives around here that are, you know, moving to be closer to their children rather than rebuild. So we got to recapture those people.
Yeah.
So we got some work to do.
You know, I just think in that report, one of the main things that I found fascinating is that these disasters don't have a huge impact over the long term of certain geographic regions that they happen in.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you do have the positive economic impacts of rebuilding. I mean, you're bringing in labor, people are working, you're buying linoleum and you know, plumbing fixtures and everything else. It really affects a lot of layers of the economy. But what I think a lot of people who are thinking long term about this are saying, yes, but if we rebuild those 5,000, we're already having a historic deficit of 15,000 to 20,000 units that has been building for a decade or more. So we need places to house the EMTs, the nurses, the teachers that we just simply do not have now. People are, you know, stacked up, you know, six or seven people to a house. They're living with a friend or, in one case, an employer has opened their house up, and the people, their employees are still there. So, you know, and I think that we can't, that's not a long-term situation, right?
Right.
We got to get on it.
One of the things we can do in the short term, though, Brad, on a smaller but still important scale, is celebrate Restaurant Week in Sonoma County.
Yeah, great program. We went out to Monty's in Montgomery Village on Saturday night, and they just had a terrific menu, very affordable, you know, really kind of highlights all the good things that our restaurants do for a week and at a nice price. So get out and support our restaurants. I think that they've been hit pretty hard by the fires, depending on where. Monty's was packed, so it wasn't the case there, but I think there are restaurants that are still struggling to get all of their customers back. So,
well, it's a good week also to take in a restaurant that you may not have been able to enjoy before. So do a little testing this week.
Try something different.
Absolutely. Well, Brad, thanks very much for the update on that all-important economic conference that the North Bay Business Journal was such a big part of on Friday. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you. Have a great week.
All right. That's Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal.